AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Almost 1 year after the Capitol riot, Attorney General Merrick Garland says,
"The actions we have taken thus far will not be our last."
Garland says more than 725 people have been arrested and charged for their roles in the riot. It's been about a year. Garland spoke about how long this investigation is going to take.
"As long as it takes, and whatever it takes, for justice to be done consistent with the facts and the law."
Garland says the cases will be prosecuted based on the facts.
"The central norm is that in our criminal investigations, there cannot be different rules depending on one's political party or affiliation. There cannot be different rules for friends and foes. And there cannot be different rules for the powerful and the powerless."
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was asked if she shares any responsibility for the country's divisions.
"This is a democracy. You have a debate and you come to use of force, use of intimidation, politics of personal destruction. They have all come from the other side."
Because of the coronavirus, the Recording Academy is postponing the Grammy Awards. The AP's Margie Zaralletta has the story.
The Grammys were supposed to be January 31st in Los Angeles, but the Recording Academy is delaying them indefinitely. The Academy says the uncertainty surrounding the Omicron variant of the coronavirus simply contains too many risks. Producers were planning for a live audience and performances. Jon Batiste leads the nominations with 11. Justin Bieber, Doja Cat, and Her each have 8. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
Just 2 weeks before it was to be held in Park City, Utah, the Sundance Film Festival is canceling its in-person festival and reverting to an entirely virtual edition due to the current coronavirus surge. The closing bell has sounded on Wall Street. Stocks are lower across the board. This is AP News. Defending champion Novak Djokovic has arrived in Melbourne for the Australian Open.
"Nice to be here."
Djokovic received a medical exemption to travel to Melbourne, ending months of uncertainty about his participation because of the strict coronavirus vaccination requirements in place for the tournament. Jordan Thompson is in the tournament.
"Not big on the news. The only thing that I know that is he got the exemption, and you know, I think it's good that he's playing here. That's all I can really say."
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Djokovic should be treated like everyone else.
"If he's not vaccinated, he must provide acceptable proof that he cannot be vaccinated for medical reasons, and to be able to access the same travel arrangements as fully vaccinated travellers."
The Victoria state government mandated all players, staff and fans attending the Australian Open must be fully vaccinated unless there is a genuine reason why an exemption should be granted. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.